call the meeting to order. Ladies and gentlemen, we reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate. Hey! Hey! Knock it off! We're having a meeting here. Thank you. As I was saying, we're very pleased that all of you are with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words, I'm sorry, my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. They are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with first with folks that are present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone wishing to speak on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to the application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversation or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1969, Ron Sutton. And our second public hearing is related to that, conditional use 2339, Ron Sutton. Ms. Pete, is it your desire to consolidate your presentations this evening?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. For the members of the public, what that means is that we're going to have one presentation for these two issues. One is a conditional use, one is a change of zone, but it's the same property, the same subject. But when it comes time for us to vote, we will vote on them separately. And with that, Ms. Pete.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Thank you. Application CZ1969 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.45 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Central Avenue, which is Route 84, approximately 0.17 mile northeast of the intersection of Pepper's Corner Road, which is Sussex County Route 365, and Central Avenue, which is Route 84. The 911 address is 34667 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 24.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, for CZ 1969, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the State Plus comments. I would note we have received one letter in support and one letter in opposition. Application CU2339 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium residential district for multi-family, which is 60 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.45 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Central Avenue, which is Route 84, approximately 0.17 mile northeast of the intersection of Pepper's Corner Road, which is Sussex County Route 365, and Central Avenue, which is Route 84. The 911 address is 34667 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 24.00. And Mr. Chairman, submitted into the record for this application, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the State Plus comments, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have one letter of opposition. Thank you.
All right, we thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Mackenzie Pete. For the record, I'm an attorney with Baird Mandel, Sprockstead, Federico, and Cardea. Here on behalf of applicant developer Gulfstream Development LLC, present with me this evening are Ron Sutton, PE of Civil Engineering Associates, LLC, and Alan Rubel, the developer's project manager. The applicant proposes the Wilson property development to rezone the subject property from AR1 agricultural residential to MR medium residential, in addition to a conditional use for 60 townhome lots. The rezoning application is denominated CZ1969, and the conditional use application is denominated CU2339. Although there are two separate applications, I've consolidated my presentation for the rezoning and conditional use requests with the understanding that the Commission will vote, obviously, on each application, as Chairman Wheatley discussed. The project is proposed, as Director Whitehouse stated, at 34667 Central Avenue in Frankfurt, Delaware, which is identified as tax map parcel number 134-19-24. And that property presently consists of a single-family dwelling, gazebo, barn, and gravel drive, all of which will be removed to make way, potentially, for this development. So the property is 14.45 acres, more or less, and located on the south east side of Central Avenue and near the intersection of Pepper's Corner Road and Central Avenue. The project is located, as you can see on the screen, in the vicinity of a number of residential developments, including single-family developments and other multifamily townhome developments specifically. We consider the duplex option and townhome lot option a positive, something different, obviously, from a single-family home, and maybe something that is more affordable for people moving to Sussex County or maybe relocating properties. The applicant submitted its exhibit booklet to the Planning and Zoning Office that has been before the Commission for at least 10 days. Exhibits include the applicant's land use applications, a list of property owners within 200 feet of the site, property and deed information confirming that the property is presently owned by Peggy Toomey and Ronald Wilson. The developer is the equitable owner of the property under contract to purchase, subject to receipt of land use approvals. A copy of the state strategies for policies and spending map and county future land use map are also included, confirming that this is an investment level 3 and the coastal area. Aerial maps of the property are also included in addition to the record plan for the adjacent Sycamore Chase community, relevant sections of the zoning code, the preliminary plan, the department's staff review, and the PLUS review as well. And then finally, the coastal area environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report that's required in the coastal area for this development. So as stated, the project is located in the coastal area, a designated growth area, which generally includes areas on the southeastern side of Sussex County within what was previously referred to as the environmentally sensitive developing area. The proposed townhome development is permitted in the coastal area. The applicant's plan is consistent with the comprehensive plan, as will be discussed in more detail as I address each application. And the applicant's plan also complies with the coastal area requirements of Section 115-194.3 of the code. The project, as stated, is located within investment level 3 of the state strategies for policies and spending map. That area reflects areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the longer term, and also areas where there can be some environmental constraints in general. So I will discuss the required environmental assessment and public facility evaluation first, and then address the proposed use and regulatory compliance for the rezoning, and then finally the conditional use. So in terms of the environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report, I know that the commissioners are aware, but for the public's education, Section 115-194.3 of the code requires the applicant's submission of an environmental assessment and public facility report and sketch plan for this project as it proposes more than 50 dwelling units or more. And Civil Engineering Associates LLC prepared the required assessment and report. I'm not going to read that to you, but Ron Sutton is here this evening if you have any questions, and I will note that that assessment does meet all of the requirements of the code and addresses each point by point. In terms of the AR1 to MR request, the applicant's request change of zone 1969 to rezone the property from AR1 to MR. So the property is currently zoned AR1. And properties immediately adjacent to the site are also zoned the same, with the property located across the street as C1. I'll show you that. Nearby properties, as you can see, are similarly zoned AR1, MR, and then C1. The MR district provides for medium density residential development in areas which are or which are expected to become generally urban in character, where sanitary sewers and public water supplies may or may not be available at the time of construction, together with churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary and normally compatible with residential surroundings. The proposed rezoning is compatible with the surrounding residential land uses, inclusive of multifamily dwellings like that proposed, and the commercially zoned property in that table 2 for height, area, and bulk requirements of the code confirms that multi-family units located in MR are subject to similar height, area, and bulk requirements. The proposed rezoning of AR1 to MR is also consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. The project is located, as I've stated, I think now for the third time, in the coastal area, a growth area, which is a region that is most desirable for new housing, permitting a range of housing types, including townhome units. Medium and higher density development between 4 to 12 units per acre is appropriate and supported in this coastal area, where there is central water and sewer, access and proximity to nearby commercial uses and employment centers, where the use is compatible with the character of the area, where it is located along a main road or near a major intersection, and where there is an adequate level of service. As detailed in the assessment prepared by Civil Engineering Associates, central water will be provided by Artesian, and central sewer is anticipated to be provided by the county. There's also access and proximity to nearby commercial uses and employment centers, and the use is compatible with the character of the area in the immediate vicinity with other medium density residential developments. Table 4.5-2, titled Zoning Districts Applicable to Future Land Use Categories, confirms that medium density residential district is also an applicable zoning district in the coastal area. So for these reasons, the proposed rezoning from AR1 to MR is compatible with the surrounding land uses, compliant with the zoning code, and consistent with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. Moving on to the conditional use request, the applicant seeks a conditional use subject to the commission's approval of the rezoning request for the property to develop 60 townhome units, so specifically 30 duplexes and then a party wall, individual townhome unit lots. And the amenity feature will include a pool and bathhouse. The proposed use is consistent with the comprehensive plan. As stated, this project's in the coastal area, which is a region that's most desirable for new housing types. Adjacent parcels to the north, nearby properties in all directions are also designated as the coastal area. And as I've stated, medium and higher density residential development like this is appropriate in this area. The memorandum prepared by the Planning and Zoning Office also confirms that there was a conditional use nearby for a similar project, actually proposed 135 town home units. So again, this entire area is very consistent with what the developer is trying to accomplish. I do need to go through the 99-9C requirements, section 115-188 of the code, titled Townhouses and Multifamily Dwelling. Provide that each dwelling unit of a multifamily dwelling must comply with the minimum lot area per dwelling unit specification in the table of district regulations in Article 20. The dwelling units of a multifamily dwelling unit may be separated in ownership if separate utility systems are provided, and further, the dwelling units and individual lots of a townhouse may be held in separate ownership if separate utility systems are provided, and if separate lots for all dwelling units in the building are created at the same time and in conformance with the subdivision ordinance. So the proposed development has taken into consideration all items listed within the subdivision of land, Chapter 99, Section C, with the code, within the code, and complies with it for the following reasons. First, with respect to integration of the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscapes, the subject property consists of active agricultural fields with an existing residential dwelling and outbuildings in the north central portion of the property. Former chicken coops exist across Central Avenue, and then the Seaway at Sycamore Chase subdivision is located to the south, and the Woodland subdivision is located to the east. And as explained, the project's also in the vicinity of other residential developments, including the Estuary, Forest Landing, Plantation Park. The property is surrounded by an existing landscape buffer along the project's border that will be maintained and augmented. As required, a 20-foot forested buffer will also be provided. Minimal use of wetlands is next. Wetlands were delineated, discovering 0.08 acres, more or less, of wetlands existing on the site, and no disturbances intended to the wetland area. There are no known existing natural or historical features. The property is surrounded by landscaping, as I stated, and a buffer will be provided. The project will also comply with the code's open space requirements. The proposed open space is well above the 10% requirement and is proposed at 36.3% or 5.2 acres. The existing dwelling and associated driveway will be removed. Tree and soil removal will be kept at the minimum necessary to construct the development. Efforts will be made to preserve the existing vegetation. And of course, where that is not possible or significant vegetation exists, planting is proposed to meet the county requirements. Water will be provided by Artesian, as stated. Sanitary sewer will be provided by Sussex County. Surface and groundwater pollution will be prevented with the on-site stormwater management system. If there are any questions about stormwater specifically, Mr. Sutton can answer them. Surface and groundwater pollution will be prevented with the on-site stormwater management system. The proposed layout of internal roads consists of 12-foot wide travel lanes designed in accordance with the county and DLDOT standards for access to the lots. We anticipate that the property values in the surrounding area will remain the same or increase due to this project, not go down. While a portion of the site is currently being used for agricultural use, the existing existence of the proposed subdivision will not significantly impact adjacent properties. No negative impacts anticipated to school, public buildings, or community. The project is anticipated to generate 413 vehicle trips per day. Based upon the 2021 DLDOT traffic counts, Central Avenue currently carries 2,900 average annual daily vehicles. Therefore, it's anticipated the project will not cause any major adverse impacts. Obviously, there is some additional traffic. If there are any questions specifically about improvements, which are very limited, Mr. Sutton also can answer those questions. As I've stated, the proposed use is compatible with other surrounding land uses, and we do not anticipate any effect on any area waterways due to the development. So to conclude, for all these reasons and for reasons provided in our paper record, the proposed rezoning and conditional use are consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, and if the property is rezoned from AR to MR and ultimately developed into the 60 unit townhome development, the project will comply with all MR district coastal area and subdivision of land requirements. So I will conclude my presentation and answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
I just have, looking at the road, the streets inside, it looks like you have two that could possibly be emergency access. Is that the intention there? Maybe that's for Mr. Sutton.
I'll have Mr. Sutton come up.
Good evening. I'm Ron Sutton with Civil Engineering Associates.
So the question was, looking at the street layout, it looks like you have dead ends. One is close to Central Avenue. Could that possibly be used as an emergency access if necessary, since you only have the one entrance in
there? It wasn't the intention, but we can make it accessible if that's something you would want.
Kind of what we're going with.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then the only other comment, if this does get approved, and that we would see it with a landscape final site plan, but landscaping along Central Avenue to kind of create some kind of buffer there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Hawkins.
No questions.
Okay. Staff?
None for me, thank you.
Anybody down here? No? Okay. Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1969 and or conditional use 2339, Ron Sutton? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1969 and or conditional use number 2339, Ron Sutton?
Is there anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application? Please dial 5-star. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
My name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Sussex County, just passing the line.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We can hear you loud and clear. Glad to know the line is working properly. Operator, is there anyone else?
If there is anyone else on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
No, thank
there
you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.